the American Revolution podcast, the podcast of our independence. I'm going to be your host. My name is Joe Millions. A little background on myself. I am a teacher currently, and I was a U.S. Park Ranger. Now, as a U.S. Park Ranger, I worked for the National Park Service. My first park was the Saratoga National Historical Park in upstate New York. The Saratoga National Historical Park is actually the Saratoga Battlefield. It's a battle fought in the Revolutionary War. We're going to definitely be covering that battle in depth when we come to it. That is where I really got into the American Revolution. And after listening to several other history podcasts, I thought this would be an excellent podcast to do because it's a subject that not a lot of people know about. The American Revolution is an almost overlooked portion of our history at times. Of course, the Civil War has had a major impact, but they forget that, you know, the American Revolution was fought to win us our independence from England. And so I thought, you know, I would really like to do a podcast that brings the American Revolution forward to a large group of people that may already know about a lot about the revolution and are just, you know, listening to me talk about some cool history stuff, tell some fun revolution stories, or it's for people that know very little about the American Revolution and want to learn about it. So I really want this podcast to work on both fronts. I don't want people to feel that this is going to be a super in-depth look at the revolution where you have to have a PhD to understand what I'm talking about. It's not going to be that way. It's going to be very simplistic, yet at the same time, very in-depth. I want to make sure that anyone that wants to listen to the podcast has that opportunity. Now, what am I going to cover? Well, my first plan was to go into the French and Indian War, kind of do an overview of that, and then move on into the American Revolution. But after I started researching the French and Indian War, like the portions that I would want to talk about, I realized that I would be chopping up so much of that story that it's not going to do it any justice. So what I want to do and what I felt was right to do was to start from the Treaty of Paris. And we're going to, that's where the first episode is going to start. And we are going to take it all the way to the inauguration of George Washington as the first president. Now, not to say that the French and Indian War is not important, because it very much is. It's just I didn't feel it would do it any justice if I did a brief overview in two or three episodes. So that might be a project for after I finish this project. Or if someone wants to take up the reins, as I have taken the reins from other podcasts out there, you know, the French and Indian War is a fun, awesome topic. Now, I know a lot of people would probably ask themselves, well, how many episodes is this going to be? I'll tell you right now, I have no idea, because I started out to hopefully make a podcast that is 75 episodes long, and I've gotten to the 75 episodes, but I'm not even halfway through the war. So needless to say, this is going to be a very in-depth podcast, to say the least, and a very long one at that. So what kind of episodes can people look forward to? Now, when I planned it all out, there's a lot of different routes that a person can take when doing a podcast of this nature. You could talk about the political side of things. You can talk about the army side of things. You can talk about the citizens side of things. Well, being a military historian that I am, I'm going to kind of guide the story through the campaigns of the war years. So I'm going to spend time on looking at the lead up to the war, a lot of time and in-depth look at the wartime years, where I'm going to touch upon areas that are, you know, important that politically and important from a eyes of the citizens of the colonies, but I'm really going to try and guide it through the campaigns of the revolution, just so that I have a nice baseline to keep a a path that always goes forward. So I'm not always stepping back like, oh, well, we went over this battle, but now we're looking at the political side of things. So now I've made 10 steps forwards and now have to make 11 steps back. It just seems kind of redundant at times. So I'm going to use the campaigns of the revolution to kind of guide me through the revolution itself. But that's not to say that I'm going to overlook the political side of things. There will be many episodes where we're looking at the political side of things and how citizens react to certain things. So don't worry, I will have a nice broad spectrum coverage of the revolution itself. I'll also want to throw in some bonus episodes. There's always a little side interest area that people are, you know, interested in, but there's not a lot about. So, you know, every so often I might throw in an episode about important women, the guns that were used, the uniforms, flags, you know, some side things that people have interest in that, you know, we can also talk about. It's also a great excuse for me to bring my podcast on the road to some of my Ranger friends that are out there, and they are definitely far more experts in some of those side areas than I will ever be. So it would be a fun way to kind of bring them on, have them talk to the audience about, you know, the uniforms or flags or women or guns, and we can have me and one of my friends can co-host for the day, and we can kind of just, you know, go on back and forth about those little things. So what's the breakdown for a normal episode? Well, my time limit is going to be about 20 to 25 minutes. I want to keep it to that length. I feel that's a good length so that I get my point across, but I also make sure that I don't completely lose the audience. That would pretty much take, you know, most of the time will be devoted to bringing forth the information, plus a little time for some side notes, comments from the audience. I want to create a Facebook page. So from that Facebook page, I want to leave it open for any questions that you guys might have. So towards the end of every episode, I want to answer any questions that you guys have about any of the previous week's materials. Also, I want to give you guys some recommendations. I want to give you guys recommendations on books to read, some documentaries that are out there that are really great, also movies. There are some cinematic movies out there that are just fantastic, and there are also some that are really bad. So I want you guys to, you know what you're watching before you pick up, you know, a DVD at the store or you see something on television. The Facebook was something that I mentioned, and it will be coming soon. I just need time to set it all up, so that's going to be a couple of weeks out yet. It's going to be a follow us on Facebook type deal. I'm not going to do, you know, opening up to, you know, friends. It's mainly going to be a forum for people to talk about what I've talked about in the podcast. If you have, feel free to answer them. If I can answer them on the forum, then I absolutely will. But if it's a really great question, I might want to save it for answering it on air. Sometimes you just get those really great questions that, you know, are undeserving of just a quick answer on Facebook. I should really bring it to the audience as a whole. So I will do that. Also, I want to put up pictures of some places that I'll be traveling to, or some maps that are important to some of the battles, so on and so forth. So the Facebook will be coming soon, and I'll tell you when. This way you can go to Facebook, you can follow us. This way I get a good idea of who's following, how much you guys like it. I guess the last thing I'll leave off with is kind of the schedule of events for the next couple weeks. I tried to attempt to get this first episode up before 4th of July, but after some issues with some technical difficulties, I am getting it out a little late. So I plan to have the first episode out this Sunday. It will be on the Treaty of Paris and the end of the French and Indian War. So we're going to cover that. And then the next few weeks after that are going to be devoted to the acts of Congress, the ones that really push the Sons of Liberty into forming into a group, some of the events that lead us into a revolution. I just want to sign off with a thank you to everyone that has supported me in trying to, as I try to get this podcast off the ground, all the support from all my friends. So just a big hearty thank you to all of them. And I can't wait to do a future bonus episode with some of my park ranger friends. And until next time, always remember to keep your powder dry.